At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Today, Colin Powell dies at 84. Jen Psaki says inflation is a good thing. And Anthony Fauci says if you don't believe him or listen to him, you must be a conspiracy theorist. It is Monday, and as you can tell, we have a lot to get into. It all starts right now. Welcome to the News and Why It Matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez. Happy Monday, and it is going to be a good one in this studio because we are joined by Chad Prather, host of The Chad Prather Show, also America's favorite cowboy and future governor of Texas, also author. Yeah. This list is growing that I have to use to introduce you with. So author of
Singer,
Am I Crazy?
Comedian, cultural antagonist.
Listen, I don't want to take up the whole show just listing off your titles, but Am I Crazy? Just recently released. Make sure to pick it up. You can get that at watchchad.com. I mean, or you can help, you know, those big box bookstores.
But yeah.
I think you should get it at watchchad.com.
I agree.
Get an autographed copy at watchchad.com. Hey. Also joined by Amy Robbins, the beautiful, the lovely
Thank
Amy
you.
Robbins,
CEO. Well, she can keep going on a whole day.
CEO of Alexo Athletica, which if you are a woman, you should own. If you are a man, you should purchase them for your woman.
Well, and soon to be, if you're a man, you can also wear them.
Well, that's fair.
We have the men's line launching.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's true. And they look so sleek. I want to get my husband into
this. Oh, I can. You know someone.
I can help you out with that. I know someone.
I want some, although there is nothing about me that says sleek.
We could try it on and see how it works. All right, so headlines of the day. So Colin Powell, who, of course, was the first black Secretary of State, he has died. Now, I just want to, I felt like we needed to cover this because it's a notable person in United States history who died. So I feel like we should talk about it. I do want to give the details, though, that I'm not sure that you are going to get if you are listening to a CNN or an MSNBC of the world. So he was, of course, former U.S. Secretary of State, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They said, this is the statement from the Powell family. He passed away this morning due to complications from COVID-19. But within the statement, they did also note that he was fully vaccinated. So they said fully vaccinated, passed away from COVID-19. Also, he was 84 years old. Also, he had multiple myeloma, which is a cancer of plasma cells that suppresses the body's immune response, as well as Parkinson's. So it's just interesting to see, you know, they talk about the breakthrough cases that are happening. Is this a breakthrough? Isn't it a breakthrough? Are there so many breakthroughs that we should stop calling it a breakthrough? Because we have the CDC director who has come out and said you can not only get COVID while fully vaccinated, but you can also transmit it to others. All of that aside, it is interesting because I would have just gone with, like, he was 84 and was immunocompromised.
Did you notice when Bill Clinton was admitted into the hospital over the weekend and they continued to say he has an infection, but it is a non-COVID-related infection?
Yes.
Like, they have to continually qualify
to
that. It's like, oh, no, we knew it was syphilis. It was Bill. Like, we didn't have to talk about COVID. So you're right. Everything has to be with COVID. So we're going to talk about this. I'll go ahead and take the bullet.
Go ahead.
You're going to say, I can't believe you're going to politicize this man's death. Okay, well, that's what we do. We're here to politicize your death. So that's what we do on the show. Sorry to hear about Colin Powell. All right. It's the first thing I heard this morning. I'm saddened to hear that. But you politicized it. You politicized it by making the statement. So now let's unpack that thing. So what was it? Because all the media outlets, they've swept everything under the rug. So there have been a lot of people who have died with complications from COVID, but were fully vaccinated. But now we have a man of note, right? Somebody that you can't ignore. He's a historical figure. We've got to talk about this. So now what was it? Did he die because of the unvaccinated? Did he die from complications? Did he die from COVID? Did he die because he was 84 years old and he'd been battling cancer?
Right.
What's the story here? What's going to happen? So this is going to be one of those things that you can continually, all these arguments that are going to come at you on Twitter and online, and all the people are going to say, you need to get vaccinated. You say, well, Colin Powell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Colin Powell.
And I'm glad that they added that. And I agree with you. Like, I hate that we have to talk about it in the context of COVID and vaccines and all that kind of stuff, because I don't want to politicize it. It's sad. I'm sorry that their family is grieving and they lost him. But I'm glad that they made this statement and he was fully vaccinated, because I talk to more and more people who don't seem to understand that you can still get COVID when you've been vaccinated. You can still pass it to other people. You can still pass away with it, you know? So the fact that, and I don't know if they're talking about it on CNN, but I think I did read it on CNN that they included that part in the statement. So I'm glad that maybe it's getting out there, because people need to know this and stop being so afraid of their unvaccinated neighbors.
Yeah, I just feel like consistency is so hard to find in this day and age. And I just felt like, you know, I spent a good majority of the last 18 months, notably before the vaccine was out, saying to people who would say, like, but my 90-year-old grandmother just passed away from COVID, and this is horrible. Of course we have to lock down. And it's like, all right, but, like, got it, but she's 90, right? And, so, like, could we not just give more credit to the fact that she's 90 and could have been taken away by anything, right? So I'm just trying to be consistent here, that it's like, I don't know what it was, but, like, he was 84.
Right. Well, what I think a lot of us would like to see is more autopsies, more research, more understanding of why people are passing away versus just saying, he died of COVID-related.
Right. This guy that got in a motorcycle accident and got decapitated died from COVID-19.
But he was just positive COVID, so he must have died from it. So, I mean, I would like to see more research on all of this in general, because that's the part that's missing, that is really keeping people from being able to make the best decision that they can for their own health.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're not getting any research on, we're not hearing about autopsies after people die from COVID or from the vaccines to be able to study what actually happened. And that's unfortunate, because then you're not letting people make their own decisions.
Right. Which will then in turn just radicalize people even further if they have any issues with it. Chad, last word on this.
Well, I'm just going to say, add to your list the people who come at you and say, well, we know you'll still get it and you can give it away, but it lessens the severity of the symptoms.
What does that even
mean?
And
you won't die from it.
Well, so obviously, unscientific either.
Obviously, you can die with it and be fully vaccinated.
And by the way, Amy, to your point, it's like actually the majority of people will not have severe symptoms. You have absolutely no way to know scientifically that that is why you had less severe symptoms.
Right.
There's just no way to prove that, just FYI. all right, so let's move on to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Love her.
Who, gosh, she is so great. You mean the poor man's peppermint patty? She described the inflation that is happening in this country, which, by the way, I was just hearing from them that we saved 16 cents on our July 4th cookouts. So I don't know. Now she's admitting that there's inflation, but she's saying, no. The inflation is actually a good thing. Here is a poor man's peppermint patty. Watch.
But doesn't it seem tone deaf to say that rising prices and empty grocery store shelves are high class problems? Isn't that a bit dismissive?
Well, that's not exactly what the tweet said, nor the retweet of the original tweet, which is what we're talking about here. Jesus. The unemployment rate is about half what it was a year ago. So a year ago, people were in their homes. 10% of people were unemployed. Gas prices were low because nobody was driving. People weren't buying goods because they didn't have jobs. Now more people have jobs. More people are buying goods. That's increasing the demand. That's a good thing. At the same time, we also know that the supply is low because we're coming out of the pandemic. And because a bunch of manufacturing sectors across the world have shut down, because ports haven't been functioning as they should be. These are all things we're working through.
It's just that the inflation rate is the highest it's been since January 1991, which let me do the math on that, was not a year ago. So
And like Amazon would disagree with you on people's spending habits last year. Mm-hmm. Like they were through the roof. I can tell you my business.
Yeah, we were sitting at home buying all sorts
business,
of crap.
My apparel business was booming last year. Yours probably did pretty good.
Join the club,
well.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Which is, by the way, hilarious that she wants to use that as an excuse, something pandemic related. But whenever they tout those jobs numbers, they're like, look, we have, even though they're horrible, they try to spin them and say, look how many people we got back to work. It's like, no, you didn't let us go to work, and now you're letting us.
Only
and you're
a
trying
socialist
to like,
would be happy that the shelves are, say it's a good thing that the shelves are bare. They are like the masters of spin. I got to give it to them on that one.
They're going
to
pull a muscle with that reach. Yep. Like literally, you could drop her in Venezuela. Like what if she was talking about Venezuela with that little diatribe she just gave right there? Like that's kind of like, what you're, like that's like the same kind of spin.
Bread lines are a good thing.
Yeah, like dogs are delicious. Yeah.
We're helping you with your diet plan, okay? All right, so I want to factor into that. All right, let's also listen to Pete Buttigieg because she's talking about inflation. We're talking about all of these issues going on. Do you? Mm-hmm. Do you? All of these issues going on. Well, let's not forget the supply chain crisis that is happening at our ports. And good old Pete Buttigieg was busy like breastfeeding or something and wasn't able to make it for the last 2 months. But he's back now, coincidentally, after everyone called him out for being on paternity leave for as long as he was. Let's listen to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who says, the supply chain issues are actually going to continue into next year. But listen, that's also a good thing. Okay, watch.
Well, certainly a lot of the challenges that we've been experiencing this year will continue into next year, but there are both short-term and long-term steps that we can take to do something about it. Look, part of what's happening isn't just the supply side, it's the demand side. Demand is off the charts. Retail sales are through the roof. And if you think about those images of ships, for example, waiting at anchor on the West Coast, you know, every one of those ships is full of record amounts of goods that Americans are buying because demand is up, because income is up.
We're all entrepreneurs here at this table. Amy, I'm going to go to you first on this one.
Let's. He forgot to say anything about the fact that we're incentivizing people not to go to work. Mm. And so when we can't find truck drivers that will, I mean, getting it to the port is one thing. Yeah. I mean, yes, we have thousands of ships. If you ocean freighted your products over here from overseas, you're kind of screwed, especially with the holidays. But once it gets there, then you have to have drivers actually drive it and get it to your shipping centers and your fulfillment centers. Well, we don't have enough workers because there's so many issues right now with them not wanting to go back to work. Mm. And we can't, you know, we're not incentivizing them to want to go back to work. So we need to fix that problem first. And I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Yeah, but Chad, the White House made a deal that the ports would be open 24/7 so that no one can be there to work while they're open 24/7. So is this problem solved?
So just kind of sideline this for a second and just come at it from another angle. Like, I keep looking for a chink in the armor when it comes to Ron DeSantis. Like, I'm like, what you hiding in the closet? Ron, because I mean, there's something got to be wrong with this guy, but he just always just keeps stepping up and he's got solutions, demonstrating leadership and a big old, you know, let's go Brandon to the administration. And like he said over the weekend, he's like, look, our ports are open. We're ready to go. We can handle it. Bring them to Florida. We'll get those boats unloaded.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. So he's like, awesome. Hey, we're ready. We've already talked with our guys. They're set up. They're ready to go. Bring it to Florida. So all this stuff that they're saying, these guys, I'm so sick of people in a position of, quote, leadership, their representatives. And he's not elected anything. He's appointed, right? And you keep appointing these people with an ideology that are going to turn their ideologies into policy. It turns into crap. Mm-hmm. That's the essence of wokeism in government, and it's garbage. So that's why Trump said everything that goes woke turns to... And so when you have, what if he'd have been president? Okay, what if he'd been president? Would he have taken the two-month maternity leave? And again, I know paternity. I don't know what he was. But I don't care that he had a paternity leave, right? Yeah. God bless you, buddy. But you kind of have a job to do, right?
And
but these guys
the
keep
issue.
Wanting to spin something and pass the buck and put the blame somewhere else. What happens to leaders like a DeSantis who says, hey, bring the boats to the dock, man. Yeah. We'll unload them. Yeah. We'll fix this. He offered zero solutions right there, just excuses.
Yeah, amen. All right, we've got more to come, but let's go ahead and take a break. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Keeps, So if you, maybe you are someone who is sitting at home and you were looking in the mirror earlier today and you're like, oh gosh, I just feel like I used to have more hair on my head than I used to. First of all, don't be embarrassed because it's not your fault, all right? It is a gene that you were born with, but you can help it, all right? You gotta use Keeps. Keeps has more five-star reviews than any of their competitors. It is actually the same doctor-recommended FDA-approved hair loss treatments, but they are the generic version, so they're going to save you a ton of money. And you can do everything online from home. You don't have to actually go and visit the doctor because we know you men are not ever going to go to the doctor even on your deathbed. All right. So you can do it all online. You send them pictures. They send you what you need. They ship it directly to your door. And they have a Keeps doctor that takes care of all of your progress. You can talk to them 24/7. They are going to be there, get you what you need. Let's get you started with a special discount. You can go to keeps.com/y. You'll get 50% off of your first order. That is 50, yes, half off of your first order over at keeps.com/y. That is keeps.com/y. Dr. Fauci, only the greatest con man of all time, made the rounds this weekend on mainstream media news. Now, look, I always hesitate to play Dr. Fauci clips because it bothers me to no end that these places are still asking for his opinion on things. Like, I wonder how many times you can be wrong about something or flip-flop on something, take both sides of a position, and still get asked to be on places like ABC, CNN, you know, face the nation, all of these mainstream media shows. But I feel that it's important because you need to know, you need to be armed to defend your position when you have relatives who watch this garbage. So let me play a couple clips for you. Let's first play Dr. Fauci, who is such a benevolent overlord that he wants to let you know if you are vaccinated and your family members are vaccinated, then he gives you permission to enjoy the holidays. Watch.
If you're vaccinated and your family members are vaccinated, those who are eligible, and that is obviously very young children and not yet eligible, that you can enjoy the holidays. You can enjoy Halloween, trick-or-treating, and certainly Thanksgiving with your family and Christmas with your families. That's one of the reasons why we emphasize why it's so important to get vaccinated, not only for your own safety, for that of your family, but also for the good of the community to keep the level of infection down. When you do that, there's no reason at all why you can't enjoy the holidays in a family way, the way we've traditionally done it all along.
That's sweet. That is so thank you.
Sweet. So many things you get to do now.
Warm and fuzzy. That is why we tell you, you just have to do this or else you don't get to see your family. So he thinks. So let me throw in one more of Dr. Fauci over the weekend. Again, sorry if you didn't take your blood pressure medicine today. You're definitely going to need it before you watch this clip. So Dr. Fauci was asked by Chris Wallace why he's become so controversial, if he had any sort of, you know, responsibility for becoming that controversial figure. And he's like, look, I can't help it if people deny reality. I can't help it if they're conspiracy theorists. I've done nothing wrong. Watch.
Why do you think you've become so controversial? And honestly, do you think there's anything you have done that has contributed to that?
I was shocked that he asked.
Well, I'm not so sure I could answer the latter because I can't think of anything, but I'm sure some people will. But, you know, Chris, I have stood for always making science, data, and evidence be what we guide ourselves by. And I think people who feel differently, who have conspiracy theories, who deny reality that's looking them straight in the eye, those are people that don't particularly care for me. And that's understandable because what I do and I try very hard is to be guided by the truth. And sometimes the truth becomes inconvenient for some people, so they react against me. That just is what it is. There's not much I can do about that, Chris.
Sometimes the truth becomes so inconvenient for people that they actually decide to take the opposite position with absolutely no data to back it up. It's just that, oh, that's Anthony Fauci, who continues to take both sides of a position whenever it is politically advantageous for him. And he wants to call you guys, everyone at this table, all of you guys out there, he wants to call you a conspiracy theorist because you're calling him out on his Man, you.
How do you get to cuss?
Yeah.
Well, tell me.
I don't get to. I'm just gonna get an email for that one.
She's gonna get in trouble for that one.
Help it.
You know, I've been so calm. I've been on maternity leave like the last 2 months.
Sorry.
And yeah, here I come back to your show, Sarah, and you just had to do this to me. I've just turned off the news for the last 8 weeks. It's been so nice, but here I am, a conspiracy theorist now. I'm the one that is, you know, not paying attention to truth and not wanting to hear truth. This guy is just driving me crazy. My brain almost can't handle it.
It's like it's epic levels of gaslighting and projection.
Yes, epic levels of that. And I don't even know where to start with this guy, because he shuts down debate. Mm-hmm. He wants to bring in science and truth, but you're the one that won't even let us have an actual debate. You won't even let us go and find the research for ourselves. And Google shuts down the ability for us to go in and actually look. I want the research. I want to make the best, most educated decision for my family when it comes to the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually want to read reports. I really want to dig in and find this truth in the science that he's talking about. And when I can't do that, and I can't even have a conversation to debate it, they're censoring us left and right on every single social media platform. And they're the ones that want to tell us that we don't want to go and find the truth. Mm-hmm. You've got to be kidding me.
Chad, remember, this is also the guy who, at the beginning of all this, said don't wear masks because they don't work.
Oh, over and over again. Tons of things.
just like to give some perspective there.
Tons of things he said, and then flopped on it. Mm-hmm. But people who deny the science and deny the data. It's just like Joe Biden, who said before he was president, he said, I'm going to trust the science. I'm not going to trust Trump. And then Kamala Harris, who said, I would never be forced to take a Trump vaccine. And then Andrew Cuomo, who came out and said, well, I just don't believe we can get it done that fast. I don't trust it, right? So when are they going to hold those guys accountable between June and January, when Biden took office, for the people who died because they might have listened to them by not taking the vaccine? Because they said, Joe Biden's not going to do it. Kamala Harris is not going to do it. Andrew Cuomo's not going to do it. I'm not going to do it either. Never hear anything like that. Yeah. But so he's going to say, maybe you'll get to have Christmas. Maybe you'll get to have, I don't know. Like, I'm going to have the biggest Christmas party. We're going to do it. I'm going to make an announcement. Say we're going to have a big Christmas party. I'm going to drop major coin to hire, like, I don't know, like, some cover band from the 80s or something.
Oh, I love it.
Party. I'll get Shelley Luther to come and play or bring her band. We're going to have a blast. We're going to have a party. We're going to get close. It's going to be a French party.
We're going to hand out bath robes.
When you come in, bath robes. Everybody's going to spit in each other's mouths. It's going to be fantastic.
All this stuff, all you got to do,
I just have one response. Everything you just said, now do Colin Powell. Now do Colin Powell.
How can?
Because everything he just said, the conspiracy theorist, la, 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 now do Colin Powell. I don't want to politicize the guy's death. I don't. But it's there. You brought it up. So let's use it. Now do Colin Powell. Because what Colin Powell, him dying, and what they said violates everything Anthony Fauci just asserted.
Well, so with that, let me go ahead and play. It's a little bit long, but I think it's very valuable to watch all of this play out. There was a video that I saw tweeted out over the weekend of it takes you on a timeline chronologically from like the beginning of when the vaccine was released all the way to, oh, wait, crap, we just said that it was going to be 100% effective in preventing all of these things, and now we've had to completely change our narrative. So let's just watch this happen in real time. Watch.
So now we have two vaccines that are really quite effective. The mRNA vaccine, highly effective, extraordinarily efficacious, 94 to 95% for mild to moderate disease, and virtually 100% efficacious, because the real world effectiveness is even more impressive than the results of the clinical trial.
For those of you who are listening, you've got to watch this. It's showing highlights, article headlines.
Of how highly effective.
Yes, 100% effective. 100% effective. 100% effective in preventing deaths, okay? That's what these headlines are saying.
First 100% ever.
Yeah, 100% effective. Okay, oh, wait a second. We're 99. Oh, we're at 98, 97, 96, 89. Oh, crap. Oh boy.
94%, 93%, 92%, 92%, 91%,
90%.
Uh-oh. It's dropping like the stock market.
Uh-oh.
87%, 86%, 85%, 84%, 89%, 81%, 80%.
All right, we're in the 70s now, guys. We are in the 70s.
74.
Oh boy.
This starting to see a trend.
This is not going 70, the way we
69?
Thought.
69?
Oh man, we've hit, okay. We're in the 50s now. We are in the 50s officially. 54, 53.
We're getting close to natural immunity.
51.
Wait.
It's almost like you shouldn't take it at all.
We're almost
41%, 40%, 39%.
We're in the 30s. We're 20.
Take a chance.
Oh, boy. Up. Now you need a booster.
We've got to make sure we clarify that with people. It has nothing to do whether or not it's
did you make this?
Thank you.
It's highly.
It's the greatest video
I've ever seen. Yeah, that's good. I was about to say thank you. I've never seen this.
This is so great. Oh, boy. And now we've got other countries not giving
highly effective
this shot.
It's a highly effective shot.
Mm.
You're billionaires.
Oh, look! All of these pharmaceutical companies now made all of that money.
They're so. All up in the stock market. Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, yep. Pfizer, every single one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the way, I did tweet this out. I'll retweet it to put it at the top of my timeline if you guys want to share it. But I just...
But I really, almost feel like that takes some critical thinking skills to really be able to actually understand what's going on in that. And I don't have a lot of
hope. I don't know what else we can do. It spells it out for them.
You would think that. But I really don't fault Fauci and them for giving it a go because people continue to
Amy,
listen to
you.
Them.
That's fair. So funny.
Well, they continue to listen to them. They continue to believe them. So they're just going to keep on going. And I feel like we can spell it out for them.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what you say. People are just going to continue to believe them. And we're the bad guys.
Yeah. Conspiracy theorist, Chad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
No, I did. I kind of forgot what I was going to say.
That's okay.
Amy made me laugh.
Real quick.
No, just go to a break.
All right.
I got nothing.
I'm just going to go to a break. Chad is so dumbfounded.
I'll think of it during the break.
From how great this video is.
It's
fantastic.
He can't
even. I left him speechless.
Yeah, don't do Christmas. Get vaccinated.
I mean, you know, that's Joe.
But
is that you, Joe?
Seriously, no. I mean, when you take a deal like that, when you take a deal, you see that, and the fact that people—that's why I wrote the book. Am I crazy? Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, either I'm just absolutely stupid, and we've lost all critical thinking skills, as Amy said. That's why I wrote this book. Like, you can't make it up anymore.
Yeah, you really can't. All right, we do have to go to break, though. We'll be back. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Patriot Mobile. So I know you probably watched that and you're like, wow, we're all really screwed. Well, we're not yet, but there is one thing that you can do to try to help with that. That is buy from companies that believe what we all believe in. We got to stick together here. We've got the left trying to cancel every company that doesn't believe in like preferred pronouns. All right, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer the same nationwide coverage that all of the major carriers offer. They all use the same towers, but they support the causes that you care about and believe in. They also have plans to fit any budget, and they've got a 100% U.S.-based customer support team. They've got great customer support. And like I said, they're not going to take a portion of your bill and donate it to places like Planned Parenthood and places that are fighting to take your guns away from you. They are actually going to support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life. You got to go to patriotmobile.com/news. You can get free activation with the offer code news. By the way, if you are a veteran or first responder, they will give you a discount on top of the already awesomely priced plans. You got to go to patriotmobile.com/news. Joe Biden was seen over the weekend at a very swanky restaurant in the swamp, a DC restaurant. What is this called? Fiola Mare?
Mare.
Does anyone I don't understand the Michelin stuff. I think that I will never. I'm just not that high class of a girl to understand the Michelin rating. But this is Michelin-starred Fiola Mare restaurant. So swanky DC restaurant. He and Jill were there. I'm going to go ahead and play the clip, and I want you to see if you notice what is different about them compared to everyone else. So there was someone, there's Jill. Oh, look, I see her smile. Oh, there's Joe too. And I saw their faces, but I didn't see anyone else's, they were all masked up, I guess because there is actually a mask mandate in effect in D.C. and has been since July 31st. By the way, no exemption for if you're fully vaccinated. So interestingly enough, I guess the rules don't apply to Joe and Jill, but how could we expect anything different? Because that's what we're seeing on the left.
Can't we just chalk it up to he forgot?
Well, what about Jill?
He's holding it in his hand.
He forgot where it goes. I mean,
I thought I was just supposed to hold it. You mean I got to put it on?
So the Michelin rating, of course, is the standard of excellence for the last 100 years that they rank the culinary standard, whereby these really nice, fancy restaurants.
Well, who's Michelin?
The question. It's a French.
It's not the tire
guide.
Place.
It's a French.
I know.
Culinary
I'm like, I don't want a tire company rating my.
No, it's a French culinary guide. I mean, don't let the denim shirt and the cowboy hat fool you.
I'm just a simple girl from Texas. You apparently know way.
Fancy.
You're more cultured than I am.
Quite sophisticated, ladies. Have you ever noticed another sitting president in a fancy Michelin-rated restaurant? Like, I know they have their balls in their banquets, but have you ever seen that before? Like, I don't recall ever paying attention.
No.
I've racked my brain all day today trying to think if I've ever known of a president and first lady who are dining at a Michelin-rated, fancy, hoity-toity restaurant.
Why would you need to? To me, that's weird.
Like, that's Gavin Newsom at French Laundry, yeah. Right? That's weird to me, that he's even there. I mean, you have White House chefs for crying out loud.
And I'm sure they're, like, the best of the best.
Yeah.
So why would you not just have
they're
them?
They're, like, the best of exactly what the president wants.
Right.
So if he wants chicken tenders or ice cream and
pudding,
I mean, that's what they got. So that's weird to me that they even do that. This is a weird administration we're under. It is a strange thing. It's very different from anything we've ever seen before. That's for sure.
Yes.
And forgetting things. Do you think that masks, do you think that's the new, unprotected sex? Because you know there's people out there having sex with no masks on.
And what?
They're feeling dangerous. hey, they're Netflixing, and then when they're ready to chill, they're do you have a mask with you? Let me run out of the car. Oh, my God, I got to run to Walmart. I think that's, the new thing.
It's really
depressing. There's people out there having sex with masks on.
Yes, because there are places that, tell people to do that.
Right. Well, if they're wearing them in the car, then they're certainly
they're doing it. They're you know what, we're going.
You can identify them by the ones driving in their car by themselves.
Maybe that's why Bill Clinton went to the hospital.
I
got an infection.
I try not to judge people for wearing masks. Whatever you want.
Oh, I totally judge
whatever
you in the car.
Want, but when you're in the car by yourself and you have the mask on, I am 100% judging you. I'm 100% judging you, and I don't feel
or you're out jogging alone.
Ounce bad about it.
Yes. That I don't get. It's so hot, especially in the summertime. I saw so many people jogging down the trail. It's hot. How are you doing that?
I sent her the link the other day. They now have filtered masks for your dog.
I want off this planet.
But I can't remember. I don't know where Fauci stands on, are you allowed to be outside without a mask? Can you get it when you're outside by yourself? I don't know where we are.
Listen, Amy, who's to say?
That's true.
You can't get it if you're sitting at a table. If you're sitting down, you can't get it. But if you stand up and go to the bathroom.
This is a very advanced virus.
I was walking through the restaurant the other day, and I didn't have a mask because I don't wear a mask. Yeah. And I'm walking through, and this lady said, you need to have your mask on. Oh. I said, you don't have a mask on. She goes, I'm seated. I said, I want you to sit there and think about what you just said. Because that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard come out of somebody's mouth. But then again, Demi Lovato thinks that alien is offensive to
extraterrestrials. Don't you mean Demi Lovato?
Demi Lovato, yeah.
Demi.
Oh my God, this is depressing. All right, one more on Joe Biden, because we all know he is obviously the most popular president of all time. Yeah. Obviously, that's why they said that they chose to fortify the election to make sure that the most popular president of all time could be the most popular president of all time. Joe Biden, over the weekend, delivered a call for the defense of human rights around the world, and there was a weird, weird senior moment, I think, where he was talking about the fact that we have fewer democracies today than 15 years ago. Very, very angry all of a sudden. Here's Joe Biden.
We have fewer democracies in the world today than we did 15 years ago. Fewer. Not more. Fewer.
Oh. Yes.
Cannot be sustained.
That's why from day one of my administration, I've taken concrete steps to put human rights back at the center of our foreign policy and reassert our moral leadership on the global stage.
Okay, okay, that's good, that's good. Very angry. Very hostile.
Why
all of a sudden? Do you think, like, in the script it said, get very angry?
Yes. And that's why he paused. He has to read it and then remember, oh, wait, I...
Wait a minute, I wasn't
in the parentheses, do I say that? Do I not? What do I do right now?
Be angry. This is, so when he talks about human rights, he's talking about, like, open borders. And those open borders, which lead to illegals coming across, they refuse to assimilate, and they're going to come in, and guess what's going to happen to America? There will be no more democracy. And I know we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. But we do exercise democracy in this country. We have democratic principles, and guess what? We're going to see a fall of that. That's going to happen. Another thing that could happen with these democracies is maybe stop sending tens of billions of dollars to these dictatorial democracies like Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala and Nicaragua, where the people at the top keep spending all the money. It never gets to the people, so the people want to leave and come to America. Mm-hmm. And they're going to destroy what we have here as well. So,
Filler!
Now I'm
not
mad.
More Filler!
Filler!
All right, old man.
Did he say Fuhrer?
Yeah, I know. You caught that too?
Yeah.
I was like, All right, we've got more to come, but we got to take a break first. We want to thank our sponsor, Birch Gold. So I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the program, but inflation is very high right now. And I know that Peppermint Patty says that it's actually a good thing. But if you are living in reality, and you're not listening to her, you got to diversify your savings into physical gold and silver with Birch Gold Group. Birch Gold Group is the company that I recommend for precious metals. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They've got a bunch of five-star reviews, thousands of satisfied customers. They can help you protect your hard-earned savings, which you really need right now. By the way, thanks to a little-known section of IRS tax code, you can legally move your IOA or 401k into precious metals. There's no tax implications, no penalties. You got to get started on protecting your savings with gold in a tax-sheltered account. All right, you got to request a free info kit from Birch Gold. You can text the word Y, that's W-H-Y, to 989898. Let me say that again, 989898. This comprehensive 20-page kit reveals how gold and silver can protect your savings and how you can move your IRA or 401k out of volatile stocks and bonds into precious metals IRA. There's no cost, there's no obligation. You gotta look into it, you guys, all right? Don't let the Biden administration do this to you. You gotta text Y to 989898. Joe Rogan has been making headlines lately for all the right reasons. Today, he was making headlines for saying that Google is, quote, and by the way, I just want YouTube to understand, I am just reporting the news. This is a headline that I am reporting, okay? I'm not making any assertions here. I'm just talking about one of the most popular podcasters with millions and millions and millions of viewers, what he is saying.
He also follows me on Instagram. Right?
He does. Oh, I'm so jealous of this. You're big time, Chad. So he says that Google is, quote, hiding information about vaccine-related deaths and that he has stopped personally using Google as a search engine. Watch.
It's one of the reasons why I stopped using Google to search things, too. They're doing something to curate information where, like, if I wanted to find specific cases about people who died from vaccine-related injuries, I had to go to DuckDuckGo. Yeah. I wasn't finding them on Google.
Yes, yes.
And I'm like, okay, well, this is crazy. Like, you guys are hiding information. I'm looking for very specific people and very specific cases, and I'm getting CDC websites, and I'm getting, you know, articles on the disinformation attached to vaccines and vaccines being safe and effective, which for the most part, they are. Just like peanuts are safe and effective for the most part.
And that is, I think, a great point that he made, because that's the point that I always try to make, is that if someone is here to tell you that there is a one-size-fits-all solution that harms absolutely no one,
right,
you can't possibly believe that. You cannot possibly be so stupid as to believe that.
Well, you can, and there are millions and millions of people that are. And
I mean, I'm fine if you've weighed your risks and you decide that is what you choose. But I'm just saying, like,
you can't
say, like, oh, that's not true. That would never have a side effect.
Well,
it's like, what? Every medication does.
I was thinking that the other day, and he's not wrong, because I've tried to go and Google and look this up too, because you're exactly right. There, I've never seen a medication or a vaccine not have a contraindication. Not have people have the ability to get a medical exemption. How do you know that every single person's heart can take this vaccine? There is no other medication, no other vaccine that doesn't have a contraindication to it. And yet, if you want to go and search it, go run a little test yourself right now and see if you can actually look up number of cases of people that have had adverse effects. You definitely can't find. I wanted to see who's died from the vaccine. Well, A, they're not even releasing those bodies for us to be able to do the autopsy to find this kind of stuff, but I couldn't search the information if I wanted to find it.
You can go to VAERS, which is a government website. You can go to VAERS and you can look at their numbers, but those same people will tell you, well, you can't trust VAERS because anyone can log it. It's like, well, that's the only website that the government has made available for us to track it. So what the hell else would you like for me to use?
So if you go and you get the, on my show, we call it the blah, blah, but the vaccine, right? So you go get the blah, blah, and for 2 weeks after that, you're not fully vaccinated because it takes 14. And then you go out and get the booster. Well, after you get the booster, you got 14 days, you're not fully vaccinated. So if you die in any of that period of time, well, he wasn't fully vaccinated or he wasn't vaccinated. So people are, you know, they're dying or they're being injured or whatever within the 14 days. And they just say, well, those aren't. So it's all in how it spins. So like, it's going to have a side effect. No matter what happens, if anything you put in your body is going to affect you in some way. Like if I put my foot in your ass, you're going to know it. Right? There's going to be a side effect to that from putting something in your body. But I know that this is true. Like, if you just apply a little common sense, like the fact that you don't see Moderna, Pfizer, or Johnson & Johnson advertising on a commercial saying, we want you to get our vaccine. Every other drug does. I mean, my God, they're selling Viagra and everything else. They list the side effects. They would never do that with this vaccine, quote unquote vaccine. The blah, blah. They would never do this because they have to, by law, they have to list the side effects.
That's a good point. I never really thought about that.
Every single one of them has to list it, and they all do. Look, you know, if my Viagra gives me leaky stools, then I need to know about that.
You don't know what I do.
Foot in the ass disease, man, is a weird, weird thing.
It sounds very weird.
Yeah.
It sounds like nothing I do want to know about, actually. No, but I mean, you've got people like Joe Rogan who are pointing this out. I just think, look, I am as cynical and pessimistic as they come, but I'm hoping maybe silver lining, more people are waking up
but
to this
the
garbage.
The fact that we have come so far that a guy who was on Fear Factor, a comedian, everybody comes to me like, oh, he can't run for governor, he's a comedian. You are getting your wit, wisdom, and common sense from the dude that fought MMA, all right?
That's
a comedian, Joe Rogan, like that we've gone, like he is the sage of the ages. Little Papa Green, homegrown Hawaiian, whatever he's smoking today. And he's like, hey, man, you know, I just went over to DuckDuckGo. And everybody's like, Joe Rogan said it. It's like his words are written in red now.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Really bizarre.
People have a weird double standard, man.
Oh, that's fair. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back.
That's fair.
That's
fair.
I mean, I really, if you would have said... All right, so for those of you who missed it at the beginning of the program, we were talking about how we are all three entrepreneurs. So I just wanted to give another shout out to my entrepreneur friends.
Yes.
So Chad Prather, whose titles I don't have the time to get into all of them, but he is running for governor. He would love your support at Prather2022.com. You know, we can't do this thing without donations.
Go to Beto22.com. Still comes to me. Let's troll that
so
dude.
Great. It's so great.
That's amazing.
Also, don't forget to get his new book. It's called Am I Crazy? Like we said, you can get it at WatchChad.com along with a lot of really fun merch. Or you can, you know, I guess you can get it on Amazon and stuff. But
you can get it places.
Get it wherever you want. If you want an autographed copy, though, you have that at your
WatchChad.com,
right? Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Go to the store. On the homepage, we've got all the links, but go to the store and we have our autographed copies.
Yeah, that's really,
one,
right?
I've got one here for you.
Autographed copy.
I got one for you right here.
He gave me one and I was like, you're signing this.
Sign this.
Just give me a blank
write me a note.
Book. What are you talking about? Also, Amy Robbins, who is a mother of two, as beautiful as can be. I can't believe you just had a baby. But you are also, this is working mom life right now.
Yes.
CEO of Alexo Athletica, coming out with a men's line soon. But for now, there are women's leggings, outerwear, everything, just for you to carry.
Carry your gun. I know there's a lot of two-way loving men and women in this audience. Yeah. So, and if you don't have a gun yet, go buy a gun, go get some training, and then go to alexoathletica.com and buy your clothes that you can carry that. You don't even have to have a permit right now in Texas for it anymore. So go buy your Alexas. Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the News and Why It Matters. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you'd like to watch the program, become a Blaze TV subscriber and start your free trial now at blazetv.com.